it's a good thing.
But I understand, and I'm willing to accept. Marijuana is something that you should know. I think you do. But I'm not gonna tolerate positive tests, I'm telling you right now. Don't make me unhappy. Alright. Anything else you need other than a date?
Where's this guy get his power from? His authority? Where? Oh, wait. I'm not waiting.
All right, sounds good to me. That's fine. That's fine. Date, please. Accepted without objection. How you doing? You doing all right? How old are you? 30? Are you working? Yeah. What kind of work are you doing? What type of job? Oh, you're working at a restaurant. That's really good. Good job. Glad to hear that. Working out okay? How long have you been there? For a while? All right, good. So that's a regular job you've been holding down. Excellent. Glad to hear.
Yes, if we can get David.
All right, sure. All right, we'll see you back on January 10th, okay? Keep up the good work.
Next judge, Andrew Borgo, he's president from Miami.
All right, sure. Remind me what the gentleman's name is.
Argumentative, and so she would like the court to speak to him about not being so argumentative. I've spoken to Mr. Florida, but Ms. Lillian has requested
And Ms. Lillian, what, at the facility where you are? She has, okay. Go ahead, what's your name?
Hi, Sean, and case manager.
Anything you wanted to add, Sean?
No, nothing, just like, what was, Dr. Menendez said.
That's Lillian?
Yeah. Just documentative, just that type of behavior issue. As of Friday, he did agree to undergo a medication change. And as so far, it's been doing so well.
That hopefully might be the answer. I'm hopeful that that is.
Yeah, medicate them into compliance. Great answer. Medicate into compliance. That seems like a good tactic. A lobotomy might work.
If there's two things, you know, coming from, you know, working with young people in the juvenile division, and I'm not suggesting people go, but the same kind of thing applies when you're, you know, living in a group facility. You've probably heard the expression, you know, the chain is only as strong as the weakest link, right? You've ever heard that before? You think you know what it means? But if you think about it, if you have a chain and you got a rusty link and the rest of them are all good, which one is going to break first? The rusty link, right? So that's the same thing when you're living among other people, with other people. It's very important that you become a positive influence on others and to be cooperative with others than it is to be uncooperative. Now, what your case manager said and what Ms. Tom, your attorney, just said is that you just had a medication change. And so hopefully that will help you and maybe make you a little bit more stable and make you a little bit more impulsive.
He's a psychologist now.
But there's two things that I would tell my young people when they would be there in front of me. That is, the biggest two words I can think of is thank you. And then the other word, that's gratitude. And the other word is respect. And to me, you know, as long as, you know, you show those two characteristics, gratitude, being thankful, and second is respecting everyone else who's before you or with you, I think you're okay. So that's, you know, with the combination, hopefully, of the medication change and some of the things we've now talked about, you know, let's hope for a better report the next time, okay? That's exactly right. I mean, let's think about this. If you just, you know, kind of give it some thought, are people going to be anxious to bring you into a step down if what we're getting is argumentative and things like that? Probably not, right? So the more you cooperate and the more you're a pleasant person. That's okay. I got you. But, you know, you got to think about it this way. If you want something, you've got to earn it. See? And if you want to step down, the earning it is by getting good reports from where you are now. Because only by getting good reports are we going to be able to improve and bring it back locally. So that's something to work on. We all need stuff. We all got stuff to work on, right? All right. How about Mr. Fourville? Does he have curfew?
Yeah, he currently resides at the facility, so.
So he's just okay. And you have relatives that visit you at all? Yeah. Good. All right. But your mom is relatively local?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're able to see her. That's a good thing. As I told others today, you only have one mother, so that's all we get. So I'm glad to hear that. Well, that's important too. Okay, that's a very important part of improving your standing there at the facility as well. Help out when you can. Okay, if somebody carrying something heavy, especially if it's a lady, you want to go ahead and carry it for her. Okay, I still don't think chivalry is dead. I think they still think it's appropriate to do that. So I have no problem with you doing that. I think it's a good thing. Okay? She may say no, and then you say, okay, that's fine. But, you know, if you see somebody who's, you know, struggling with carrying something or needs a hand, I'm glad to hear that you're helping out. Those are good things. I want to continue to do those things because, as I said, the more you do to deserve a step down, the sooner the step down will be. Where you deserve to be closer here in a facility we can accommodate you in.
Nope. No, it's not. No, come talk to me.
I'll treat you fairly, but let's just point out.
Please don't ask somebody to define who I am.
Okay, I'm the power of attorney for Mr. Freeman.
Yeah,
I'm a secured creditor.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm not the debtor.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Okay. And who are you? Who are you?
Okay. I'm here. I'm not here to accept charges. I'm only here to. I have a claim, and I'm here to discharge any charges against Salvatore Matthew Farina. I got all my paperwork here, so I can review it with everybody. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. I mean, you know, just keep in mind that we've got a lot of balls in the air right now between mental health court, with the drug court, with our normal duties of first appearances, all that kind of stuff. So we'll be with you. You know, we're pretty efficient here. Sounds good to me. You working? What that board do you do? All right, good. Sounds good.
That's all they keep doing for him every month.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. So you've got responsibilities. Your mother close by?
Yes, as I mentioned, I'm the oldest brother out of everybody. My mother is right here.
Good.
My father is in New York.
Good here.
So, I mean, I'm going to talk about life, about everything. I have, I don't want to talk too much about it already. I talked to them, but yeah, I'm not sure if I can get that decision at this point because my brother being up there in the Navy, he's in California right now. He's active right now.
Well, you thank him for his service on my
behalf. And stuff like that, so I'm going to get his hand.
All right. So,
you know, he's getting pretty heated up outside.
Okay, I hear you. Thank all right, well, good to meet you.
I'm power of attorney for Salvatore. I'm the authorized agent. Declaration of status. I have all the documents. I have my UCC 1 statement here, secure creditor.
None of that really applies to me, sir. So
yeah, also.
I'm gonna save your time. Okay. You're not Salvatore.
I'm the power of attorney for Salvatore Matthew Farina. That's a corporation. I have the birth certificate here.
Okay,
I'm only here to settle the debt.
And Mr.
Farina,
just have a seat. We'll call you.
I'm not Mr. Farina. I'm the power of attorney.
Okay. Okay, you have a seat. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Why would I have a seat? I'm here
the
to
judge
settle
is asking you to sit down.
No.
He's
not
just asking you to sit down.
Okay,
he's asking you to sit down.
So this you guys are settling this case?
Okay. Come on.
Are you settling the case?
We're
only here to settle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can sit down, sir. You can sit down.
The power of attorney, I'm
going to just give you a chance to sit down.
There's a discrepancy. I'm not going to just hang out. Can I talk to you out here?
It's not.
I'm not going to. I know.
This is, he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't.
So what is it? What happens now?
I don't know. He wouldn't let him. No. Listen, he was trying to talk to you. He was trying to have you sit down, and you wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
But certainly just remember, he told you the you're trying to pass the paper. He didn't want. He told you he was going to save you time. He didn't want to see you. I don't know, bro. He's a judge. It's his court. I'm just scared about telling you that
he's not being clear about it.
Yeah. I get it.
For Salvatore Farina, I'm the head power of attorney, bro. I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't have to tell you. If you want to go sit down.
You know, why do I have to sit down? Like, that's such an order. It's like, dude, what's with the order?
Listen, it's this courtroom, man. I don't have to tell you. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. If you're going to
I'm just trying to settle.
Yeah, because once he kicks you out, he calls you contempt, then you go.
Yeah, I know what he's trying to do. Trust me.
Listen, then you're going to have to. I'm just trying to save you hard time. I'm just trying to save you the headache. Because if he does a contempt in you, that means you got to go in handcuffs, and then you're going to have to go in front of another judge. Well, actually, you might have to go in front of him, because he's going to be in the first
place. Where's Kirk Volker, anyway?
He's gone.
That's the guy I was supposed to be.
He took over the division.
This is wild. It sounds like a game of just making up switching characters.
Let me get you a paper.
Did you give this show this to him? I want him to show
this. Remember, he said he wanted to.
So how could you not see somebody's paperwork?
I just you heard it. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
He said he's going to save you time. You want to see it.
Do you want to talk to him?
I might be.
Okay. Can I talk to him?
Of course.
Yeah,
I'll talk. You want to wait?
Look, man, finishes whatever. This judge is acting as violating the Constitution because I have my power of attorney here. All right, so this allows me to speak for the alleged defendant, Salvatore Farina. So this is what this is right here, power of attorney. He's obviously not reading any documents.
Can I?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's committing fraud right now. Look, you see this notice of arraignment? I signed it here. They wouldn't let me out of jail because they were accusing me of being Salvatore Farina, the corporation, which is the birth certificate right here. Look, when you put the name in all capital letters, that's a corporation, not a man. Okay, so he won't even let me explain that to him. I'm a man. I'm not subject to their jurisdiction. I have jurisdiction. So I guess that he needs to know that I'm challenging his jurisdiction. Okay, so claim jurisdiction. So this is the problem.
This is a complicated situation.
Yeah, it is.
Because they believe that you are Salvatore Farina. Right.
That's a belief. It's not true. It's not a fact.
Okay. But you have to understand why the judge reacted the way that he did.
Uh-huh.
Because he's expecting you to be the defendant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you present yourself as not the defendant, as someone else, saying the defendant is a corporation,
mm-hmm.
This is mental health court. The judge believes that you are not complying with just the procedures of the court hearing, and he just didn't want to hear it.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know how we're going to proceed with this right now. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the attorney right now.
Yeah, bro.
Because
I got, look, I know, look, do you know who the Secretary of State is? I'm asking you a real question.
Let's see what it'll say to proceed with this.
Yeah, he's my witness, by the way, that I'm not a corporation. Are you my witness that I'm a man? Yes or no?
Yeah. So let's stay on point.
My witness.
Yeah, so.
So what's your.
So here's your gesture. So here's what I'm thinking.
All right.
I know you want to present all of this stuff.
Yeah, I have the right to.
I understand that.
This has all been filed on the record. all of this needs to be gone through.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to the attorney to see if we can do some sort of prep for this.
Oh, okay.
Because we can't just come in here with all of this. Like, the judge is not going to
be okay with it. Yeah, they keep switching around. First it was Simony Rowe, and then they're playing Kurt Volker, and now this guy. I mean, it's like bringing around the rosy with different judges.
Which they
come on,
that.
Bro. There's no way you read my tissue work. There's no way you read my tissue work. So what are you doing here with a guy that hasn't read my tissue work?
Yeah.
Can I object? The objective was to get...
I'm not taking anything away from
you. It's up to you, man.
His information conveyed to the court would be his point of view, left, right, assertion, reality, whatever the situation is. He'd like to start hurriedly started. That's kind of what I'm thinking is a continuous.
So what's hard about this is that the mental health court, there's a very specific thing that's being addressed. This is a status check. This isn't like an individual hearing.
Look, I have a declaration of status. I'm glad you said that.
Give me 1 second.
Let me hear now.
Okay. Just so I can explain to him. So it's very difficult. Like, clients don't come here to address like their individual hearing in a prolonged fashion.
Right, sure.
We're dealing, Brad, we have 100 people on the docket. You know what I mean? So we're going through them quickly. We go through all the people who are here first, and after everything, we go through them. Who just aren't present. So this whole thing that clearly it's going to require some serious like sorting through
your value, checking out, doing the whole.
Even being able to hear him out, whether they think he's right or wrong about it.
Exactly.
That's firm. So what I was thinking about doing is maybe we can set up a time. Have you spoken to your attorney, Chanel Tung?
I don't have an attorney. I'm a sui juris.
Sorry.
I stand in my own
this
jurisdiction.
Sorry, let me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I'm not the alleged defendant. So don't be confused. I'm not the alleged defendant. I'm actually the attorney in fact.
Okay, so let me rephrase.
I know you're new to this. I'm not giving you a hard time, but there's
no
way I'm going down as being a legal fiction.
No, I'm going to be. Sorry, it's because I'm new to understanding your predicament here. That's why I made that confusion, okay? Salvatore Farina, his attorney, Chanel Tung. Are you familiar with her?
There is. I'm not familiar with any attorneys because there's none that have been authorized other than me, the power of attorney.
So
there
just,
is.
Just so the world.
Considered a null and void.
Love if you will. If you want the court to understand your position, you have to understand the court's position.
Okay.
We have to be able to communicate.
Sure.
We have to understand. The court believes that Salvatore Farina is a defendant, correct?
That's their belief, yeah.
Just checking on you.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good.
Is Chanel good? Is she
She's good. She's good. Yeah, right. She just wanted me to check on you. I'm sure we finish this up. Good. All right.
So, they believe that Salvatore Farina is a defendant. That defendant has been given a public defender as the attorney, you know, to oversee the mental health case. It's transferred over to the mental health court. That's what we're doing right now. We're in the mental health court.
Okay.
No charges are being addressed. We're just addressing the mental health aspect of this case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for us to be able to move forward, I think it's important because you want to be able to show the court all of this information. Chanel Tung.
Which is on the record already. All they have to do is read
it. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Chanel Tung.
No. She's good. She wanted me to help you out. So
okay.
It's coming. Right. It's coming down now. How are you guys doing?
No, we're good. Let me just finish this.
All right. Let me use the restroom real quick.
Sounds good.
My line.
So here's what I'm thinking. She needs to sit down with you, right? Because if you're representing the corporation, if you're representing this information, she's representing the defendant. All right, whether it's a real person or not, that's who she's representing, according to the court.
Okay.
Right?
So which is fraud.
Fair enough. But she needs to hear you out, and you need to hear her out so that we can communicate these things effectively to move forward.
I'm in agreement that I need to talk to her and say, hey, I don't need your services.
Fair enough.
I've made that clear for
fair enough.
You know who Autumn, what the hell, Gia something is? She's an attorney.
Okay.
Stay on point. I think what you're trying to convey is that
she
needs this information time.
She needs to back down.
So here's
no,
the
she
thing.
Needs to remove herself from
and
the
she
council.
She might do that. I don't know how it's all going to play out.
Yeah.
But we have to be able to communicate this effectively. So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk to her, and maybe we can schedule a time for you guys to talk, because what they did is that they set a hearing day, another status check for Salvatore Farina on 8/23. This will be the next time we're going to have this again. If this is the next time for you to be able to present some information, we need to have some sort of meeting between you and the attorney, Chanel Tongue, to discuss how to proceed with this so that this doesn't happen again.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
That way the judge
I just wasted all my time again.
Yeah. It's what happened. So
welcome, Mitchell.
And I do have feedback, by the way.
I don't know if you guys
so, but I will talk to the attorney and we can set up a time to go through this stuff. All right. That way we know how to move forward a little bit more efficiently. No one wants to waste your time.
Okay.
And no one wants to waste their own time here.
Thank you.
All right. So I spoke to you on the phone a couple of days ago. You remember, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk on the phone again, see what we can do. I do know that they wanted to have a doctor evaluate Salvatore Farina.
You can't evaluate a corporation.
Right. That's right. That's exactly you have right. to understand. That you have to be. You have to understand that the court doesn't know that.
I filed the paperwork.
I know. So clearly, there's a gap.
But when you have three different judges,
did you write this?
Look, yeah,
I'm sorry. That's pretty impressive. I guess.
Yeah. I'm not playing this.
So,
I'm 41 years old.
You gotta be on your P's and Q's. So,
I gotta be a psychology of this. I've never seen it presented this way.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of interesting. On a level.
Could
you read this right here? But look.
Yeah, but listen to John. I'll read it for you.
So, Matthew, the court doesn't know that. I don't know where the. I don't know if they agree with it or they don't know about it. I don't know.
If they're looking for
the court appointed a doctor because they believe that Salvatore Farina is a defendant.
Okay.
And the doctor is sent to evaluate.
Right.
Now, so if you were the representative,
they tried to get me to be that defendant.
Right. No, I understand.
So it's not possible. So you're right.
By the way, they don't let you out of jail unless you say that name on the computer. Which is Salvatore Farina. That's coercion, that's arrest, and that's not legal.
I know, the thing is to
consider so that. That's why I was finding my release as beneficiary. I didn't sign it as my name. I signed it as a beneficiary. You know what that is, right? So it's a benefit. So I'm the benefit.
So we're going to try to set up a time to walk through some of these processes. So that way she can just kind of handle her side of things. How to move forward with this. That way we know also how to move forward with being represented for the
individual.
Okay,
individually.
Is that all right?
Yes.
So we're keeping in touch. Do you want this?
This is just a little report.
I just write it down, but I don't need that.
All right, I'll keep it.
All right. And is it over here?
It's not over here.
I mean,
this court, yes, sir. It's right here.
So,
8/23.
Sounds good.
So she's going to call me? Or are you going to call me?
I'll probably call you, but let me talk to her first, because she might want to talk to you directly.
I mean, yeah, I understand that he's just kind of getting in the middle of it, and he's confused, so yeah, I understand now. I mean, I get it, bro. I'm not trying to give him a hard time.
I know
it sounds like I am being fucking combative or whatever, but
I know you want to have your side heard.
Yeah, I want to hear my side.
How much did you want to settle it for?
Huh?
No, how much are they saying? You have a lot of documentation. It's going to be a...
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of documents.
This is excellent. That's really solid.
I'll have to run it back in there.
All right.
Because the hearing's still
continuing. Oh, yeah. And what was your name?
I'm John.
John, nice to meet you.
So I'll call you again.
Yeah. And where's your name?
James. I'm Chanel's paralegal.
Okay, thank you, brother. All right. So I've made some progress with you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
And I'm sorry where you're going from, man.
Really
not fair at all.
Nah, man. I know the fucking law, bro. And,
yeah.
Like, I got my shit through the Secretary of State.
Yeah, I see that.
So I know the fucking... That's the treasurer, bro. And that's where the money gets fucking approved and not, you know?
Dollar isn't worth nothing.
Without the treasurer. Yeah, you're smart, man.
You be good, all right?
You got a card? A business card?
I don't have a business card, but if you call the office, you can ask to speak to me. It's my name is Jamie.
Hold on.
He'll send you right to my extension.
J-A-I-M-E?
Yeah, that's me.
Jamie from the Public Defender?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. I know you got to get back.
Yeah. And I mean,
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. Save that documentation. I might even need you to send it to me.
All right, so I can do that for you.
Yeah,
okay with you, your copies.
Yeah, because you can get copies of all.
You did a lot of work for us, though, so I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it takes months and months sometimes.
I got a lot of shit here, man. I got my affidavit of reservation of rights.
Yeah.
UCC. Yeah, thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Maybe get, let me see if we have a mail or folder. No, I'll be right back. Let me get you a folder.
8-4. Yeah, just like to
sorry.
4-4-8. 4-4-8.
She's a good person. Yeah,
sell it. Hey, I need your. Let me get. What is your name again?
John. Here, you want my card?
Yeah, let me get your card.
Here you go, man.
Thanks. And by the way, man, these people have my daughter. She's 4 years old. I don't know if you're a dad or not.
I am.
So, man, this has been going on since May 22nd, 2022. They took my daughter and filed a claim of property because that's the only way that I see I can get my daughter back because everything else has been fraud.
You need to organize all that.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it. By the way, this is all circulating around my daughter. She's 4 years old. Yeah, that's my witness right there. Thank you, brother. God bless you, man. Thank you, sir. Yeah, they're playing games with me, bro. They're playing games with my daughter. She's fucking my everything.
That's what kind of got my attention. Real attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Beyond all the hoopla, you know, that's what got my attention.
John, we're
going to
need you back.
God bless.
Thank you, bro.
Take care of you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day, sir.
John, I have see that? Nice. Yeah, exactly. Not this time. They want me back here again in 2 months. They gave me 2 months of freedom. Oh wait, that's 1 month of freedom, right? That's next month.
No, yeah, you got about a month.
I got a month of freedom. That guy was like, what the fuck is going on here? He was like, I can't be a comedian now, right? He ran into a tough audience.
Y'all must have had the two fucking bagels all buddied up.
He's like, yeah, I see.
We got a live one. We got a baby gator.
We got a baby gator. Did you see that was salivating? We got a live one here. He says, I'll contagion you and hold you in contempt, boy.
Yeah, I was ready for that one.
You seen that coming, right?
Yeah, I'm about ready for that one. Say, uh-huh. They're going to fuck it. They're going to give him the buddy roll.
I got to go get the AK ready for these fucks.